This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're going to continue to highlight our co-artist of the week. That's Ray Charles. No vocals by Ray Charles on these tracks. Strictly piano or alto sax. And the co-billing goes to Milt Jackson, who's heard on vibes and piano. They cut two albums together that were Soul Brothers and Soul Meeting. And on this track, we're from the album called Soul Brothers. And in particular, tune is Bags. That's Blue Funk, written by Ray Charles. It includes, besides Ray Charles and Milt Jackson, we've got Billy Mitchell on tenor sax, Connie Kay on drums out of the Modern Jazz Quartet, Oscar Pettifer on bass, Kenny Burrell on guitar. Let's listen to Blue Funk. Thank you. down home slow blues called Blue Funk. That was from the album by Ray Charles and Milt Jackson called Soul Brothers. And as I said at the top of the show, this is Milt Jackson's maiden voyage into jazz with Ray Charles. They cut two albums together, Soul Brothers and Soul Meeting. And Milt Jackson was played various tracks on vibes and or piano. Ray Charles played various tracks on piano and or alto sax. And no vocals by the Ray Charles regular work that he did with the Rayettes in his little big band. Okay, now we're going to turn to the Prez tenor sax man, Lester Young. And this is out of the George Gershwin songbook, A Foggy Day. This is cut live at in Washington, D.C., at Olivia Davis's Patio Lounge, backed up by Bill Potts on piano. This is Lester doing A Foggy Day. Thank you. was the president, as he was called. He was nicknamed the president by Billie Holiday, the great jazz vocalist, because she thought he was the finest tenor sax man on the scene. And it was shortened to Prez. So anyway, that was the Prez, Lester Young, doing the Gershwin Brothers classic, A Foggy Day, live at Olivia Davis's Patio Lounge in Washington, D.C. Back now to our co-highlighters of the week, Milt Jackson, who we hear on Vibes or Piano, and Ray Charles, we're going to hear on either alto sax or piano, and also in the aggregation is, let's see who we have in this particular group. We have, I'm on what track am I? Oh, I'm on Blue Genius, and that also included Billy Mitchell on tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Oscar Pettiford on bass, Connie Kay on drums, Blue Genius. Thank you. I was a little bored fade on that particular track, and that was a little thing done by our co-highlight artist of the week, Milt Jackson, on vibes and/or piano, Ray Charles on piano or alto sax, a little thing written by Ray Charles called Blue Genius. I'm going to do something now by the Cannonball Adderley Quintet, and this is a Thelonious Monk composition, Well You Needn't. And, of course, we have Cannonball Adderley on alto sax and his brother, Nat Adderley, on cornet. Let's listen to Well You Needn't. Thank you. Paul Adderley Quintet doing a little romp through Thelonious Monk's composition, Well You Needn't. Of course, that was Cannonball Adderley, the leader on alto sax. Ned Adderley was there on cornet. Victor Feldman on vibes and piano. And a fine walking bass solo there by Sam Jones. Now we're going to go back to our co-highlight artists of the week, Ray Charles and Milt Jackson. And this is from the title track from their album Soul Meeting. And so on Soul Meeting, we've got Ray Charles on piano or alto sax, Milt Jackson on vibes. They bring in Billy Mitchell on tenor sax, who is a fine tenor sax player out of the Count Basie band. Kenny Burrell on guitar, Oscar Pettifer on bass. Let's listen to the title track from their album Soul Meeting. Thank you. Nice Medium Blues by our co-highlight artists of the week, Ray Charles there on piano, Milt Jackson there on vibes, and a really nice swinging guitar solo by Kenny Burrell. That was from the album by Milt Baggs Jackson and Ray Charles called Soul Meeting. Now we're going to turn to the Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers. Of course, Art Blakey on drums. And this is a great rendition of a ballad that isn't done nearly enough. I don't think it's a great tune. It's called That Old Feeling.
Thank you.
That ending was by the leader of the group, Art Blakey on drums. That was Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers. And the solo spotlight on that particular track was by the great pianist that was working in that group at that time, Bobby Timmons. A great old standard that isn't played nearly enough, I don't think, that old feeling. And, you know, if you have any comments or perhaps some favorite jazz artists you'd like to play here on The Feeling of Jazz, you can email us at our new email address, feelingofjazz@yahoo.com. That's yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you again. Our email again is feelingofjazzradio@yahoo.com. Well, about time to wrap up the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We hope you've enjoyed the sound. So I'll remind you, we're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 on 89.18 the Lakeshore. And so we're going to close out the show with our co-highlight artists of the week, and that's Milt Jackson, who we've been featuring on Vibes and Piano, along with the co-billing that's going to Ray Charles. None of the things done here by Ray or by his vocals when he got into R&B. This is Ray either on piano and or vibes. And this is a title track from their album, Soul Brothers. We'll be right back.